Static.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody, this is Miles.
Or should I say, Crocky? This is Bob. As you, we're a day late because of the holiday here. It's Labor Day.
Right.
And Crocodile Hunter died.
Yeah, I know.
What a weird deal, huh?
I'm bummed out.
Why?
I like Steve.
He's a very... he was a fun guy. He was like the crazy, you know, frat guy, you know? You want me to pick up a snake? Okay. You know? He's just a crazy guy.
You know, if we could all die doing what we love doing, they would find you with your hand on your penis. So,
yeah, well,
I just look at it that way, you know.
I suppose it's better than humping a cow like your fate will be. But that's
yeah, that was kooky. I was mowing the grass, and my wife's like, someone died. I'm like, Gavin McLeod? Who?
Gavin McLeod.
She goes, no, Steve Irwin. I'm like, who? I'm like, oh, wait, no.
They don't call you Pastor Miles because you're religious. It's because you like the pastor, you know what I'm saying?
I wasn't using a lawnmower. I was just grazing there.
There's a picture of you and a cow, you know?
Oh, right.
Yeah, that was one of your conquests, evidently. another notch in the old milk bucket right there.
Yeah.
Oh, Bessie. So, yeah, it should be like that Buck Cherry, you're crazy, cow. You never heard the song, but if anybody heard Buck Cherry's crazy
bitch. One knows what the hell you talk about half the time, anyways.
You're crazy, cow.
Yeah.
You're so much better than fucking a sow. Anyway.
What?
I don't know. I'm just making up
words. Yeah, I guess.
No, it was just kind of a weird deal, because, you know, I was on vacation. I fed some stingrays.
Okay. Some kooky tie in here. Okay.
I didn't realize that they could actually kill you. So.
I was feeding them in the nude, if you know what I mean.
No, these were little ones. They probably, the one he killed him probably was big, but these are little ones in SeaWorld. They let you feed them, you know?
Right.
So,
do you want some of these pancakes that me and the kids didn't finish? Here you go.
Here you go. No, it's like squid and shrimp and stuff like that. But that's a freaky deal, man.
That is freaky, man.
I we'll wait to see what the full story is here. I don't think everything's come out yet, so we'll see.
You know how he was, man. He had to push that envelope, dude.
But strange as it is, I actually have an animal story, so. But this happened before the Steve Irwin died. So.
You're just Mr. Kooky tie-in, man. You got some tie-ins.
So I was at my... I was at my father-in-law's place. He lives out in the country a bit there. And for whatever reason, everybody was taking a nap but me and my son, and my wife wanted us to get out of the house because we were too noisy. So we go out onto the deck because it's really nice. It was a nice weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was pretty cloudy, and... so we didn't worry about it. You know, we're playing outside on the on this
veranda
on the table, you know, like some patio furniture.
Yes.
And then the sun comes out and it's like baking me. I'm like, shit. So I he's got this umbrella, but it's not like an umbrella that's in the center of a table. It's like one of those offset umbrellas. It's really big.
Right.
And you crank it to get it to go up, and it's like the pole is on one side and the umbrella is on the, you know, it's offset umbrella.
Okay.
Have you ever seen one of those?
It's like a beach umbrella or something.
Yeah, but it's not in the pole's not in the middle, it's off to one side.
I got you. Okay.
Okay. So you crank it up.
Yeah.
And so I'm cranking this thing and it's not going up, and I'm like, oh, you know, he's had it for a while. And so, you know, it's like this whole, you know, pulley system with a sliding thing. So I hit the sliding thing, and it jumps up, right? It goes, and, you know, it's opening the umbrella.
Wait.
Well, what?
So you played with the shaft. And
there you go. Yeah,
they got bigger. And, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
So in the process of the jumping up, I caught and heard out of the corner of my eye and heard something like it threw something.
Yeah.
Right. And it goes,
my son, son. Oh my God, my son.
Yeah. No, it wasn't him. It wasn't that big. Yeah. So I crank it the rest of the way up, and then I'm like, well, you know, that was really odd. I thought maybe it was like a tree branch or something. Got, you know, a little twig got in there, and I threw it. Well, I look, and over on this outdoor fireplace thing,
right?
It's got like a grate on it. It's one of those ones you get, you know, you throw a log in it and put a little screen over it.
Mm-hmm.
There's this dark object.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, what the hell is that? Right. I look at it. I'm looking at it, and then it starts to move, and I'm like, oh, my God. It's a bat. I threw a bat out of the I threw a bat over my son onto this fireplace thing out of this umbrella because it got stuck. Then, that's not the end of it.
This is a bad sign, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's this little, you know, bat. Have you ever seen a bat up close at all?
Yes, personally. I have.
So you know, bat's like a little, you know, a little mouse with wings, it's
right?
All nasty looking, and all like a mouse with his nose shoved up, and you know.
Yeah.
So he's crawling around on the grate. I woke him up. He's like totally dazed because he just got through about 15 or 20 feet, and he's like grabbing hold of his grate, like I don't know what's going on, And I'm like, okay, so I'll just keep an eye on him because he's not doing much, and we'll just continue to play. Well, then I go, you know what? I want to get a picture of this.
Yeah.
So I go in to get the camera, and we come back out, and he's not there. And guess what?
You left your kid
outside? No, he came with me.
Okay.
But what? we left our game out there.
Okay.
So I come back out, he's gone, and the next thing I know, he's flying around trying to get back in the umbrella.
Oh, no.
And so then what?
No, go ahead. I'm
gonna see. So he flies and he swoops down and he goes back up and the umbrella is open now. It doesn't have any folds.
Right.
So like he can't get a hold of anything, so he's ramming himself into the umbrella trying to get a hold of something, and he falls down and he picks himself up and he swoops around. Well, then it looks like he takes off, and so I'm like, oh, great. And I go, let's just move. So I leave the umbrella where it is. I move all our stuff to another. He's got a big deck, and so move our stuff to another place on the deck, and we're going to play over there. Well, the next thing I know, this fucking bat starts trying again, and then this time it buzzes me.
Oh, no.
I about got hit in the head with a bat. And I never did get a picture of him. I'm trying to snap pictures of him ducking. I'm like. Then I'm worried about my son at this point because it could be rabid, you know, who knows. And so I rush us inside. My wife's like, I thought I told you guys. And I'm like, there's a bat out there. It's trying to get us.
You MFers.
Yeah, so.
I thought you were going to go play Bat guano. Yeah, who's got the bat guano?
Who's got the bat guano, exactly. So I thought that was freaky, but it was just too funny that I flung a bat out of this. If I would have like opened it regular, the bat would have fell on me.
Right.
But luckily it got stuck and I kind of popped it and it shot way out of there. But I'm like, God, fucking bat. So anyway, got attacked by a bat. Told me that happens every day.
Oh,
he was all
man.
Pissed off, man. You know, they fly really erratically too because of the whole being blind. You know,
yeah, right.
The sonar thing.
Uh huh.
So that was a freaky deal. And my son, he was totally oblivious until, except I was like, you know, woo, here comes the bat. He's like, what? Because he's shorter, so, you know.
Daddy, no, look at that funny bird.
Aren't we going to play? I'm like, no, we got to go inside.
We're going to play who can get rabies the first,
There's son. A bat attack. What are you doing in here? There's a bat out there. He's trying to get us.
I don't give an F. You get out of here. I'm taking a nap.
Yeah, so it was kind of a weird deal.
Yeah.
Crazy bats. So
it's like when Animals Attack Month on this show.
I guess so. Yeah, you had the thing there with that. Yeah, this bat was just he was pissed off because I woke him up middle of the afternoon. You know, he needs his beauty rest.
Oh, nice.
That's so great. What's up with you? What's doing with you and?
What's doing? What's up? You know, I went to Blockbuster last night with my youngest son because he wanted to get a video game.
Oh yeah, what do you guys got? You got PlayStation? What do you got?
Yeah, we just got PS2.
Oh, you got the play. Oh, that's right. I remember you went out and on a whim just bought like plopped down $250 for a PlayStation 2.
Well, sort of. I kind of had to earn it, but that's a different story. But anyway,
what do you mean you had to earn it? I don't.
No, I'm joking. No, no, but I trust him to go get a game. Right? He gets a game. He's 8 years old.
Yeah.
And I looked at it very quickly, and I recognized it as a game that he's played before. You know, he's 8 years old. My other son's, you know, almost 10 now. You know, I
thought, look, okay, Dad, MILF Hunter. It's a good game.
That's nice. That's nice. Yeah.
Throw these penis darts at these women on the street with children.
We want to play San Andreas, Dad. Come on.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was Ratchet and Clank Up Your Arsenal.
Oh, what? Okay. I never played
Clank.
That.
Okay. Well, I've seen him play this before. And it looked like a fun game, and it's
right.
Nothing bad. You know, as far as I saw.
As far as I know.
So, like, there's ladies like you know ringing us up and stuff, and she's like, "Sir, you do realize this is a teen game."
Oh, it's just a teen game?
Yeah, she's like all like weird about it. Like, you know, she's like a whatever. I don't know what these ratings are, but you know,
yeah, I think teen's one of the ratings. Yeah,
it was teen something like teen 13. Or I don't know what it was, but I felt all
it's teen and A something that, something that you might get.
No, I'm like feel like some bad parent now because she's pointing something out like, sir, just so you know,
yeah,
it's a teen rated game.
Yeah, well.
And your son is not a teen. And,
so?
No, I was like, what's the big, you know, give me a big, you know, guilt trip about, you know, my son wants to play Ratchet and Clank. I'm like, what's the... I've seen this game. You go around, you break boxes and get coins and...
This is violent. It's a violent game.
I guess. I don't know. I don't get it.
Are you sure you wouldn't rather get My Little Pony Rainbow Adventure for your child?
He also wants to rent House of the Dead.
House of a Thousand Corpses. What is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't.
Rob Zombie movie.
Yeah. I don't know. I felt weird because now this lady's like pointing out, you know, that I'm letting my kid, you know, get like some inappropriate game or something, you know.
So you were like all, you felt bad because.
I did.
Of your lack of skills there.
Because, like, no one else there gives a crap, you know.
Except for this lady.
Except for this one lady. Like, everyone I know that works there has quit now. So, like, there's all these new people.
Well, I wonder why.
And they all, you know, because some weird...
I was forced to give teen games to children.
No, I swear. But no one else has ever said boo about, you know, we've rented whatever. Like, oh, yeah, go ahead, yeah.
Well, then you're not going to want to see the movie I got here called Black Widow that he's going to watch later.
Oh, Caligula, the video game. Yeah, your kids will like it. They will. I know they will.
Damn. Yeah. How come you don't let me go out of the barfatorium?
Yeah. We're out of hand grease. You know.
Nice.
No, I don't know. Suddenly I got little, some do-gooder, you know, like, oh, sir, something you should know.
And you go,
yeah. So?
How about I give you another 20 and you show us your titties, lady?
Those are inappropriate for children. Appropriate for adults, but not for children.
So is his mother. So what?
Motorboat.
She walks around naked all the time.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, I don't know. It's just, like, weird. Like, all of a sudden, you know, it's like a big, you know, do the right thing, you know, at Blockbuster or something.
Well, you know, they don't really have a porno selection at Blockbuster now, do they?
I've looked. Believe me, I have looked.
So you know where they're at, you know, on the whole moral compass. Your moral compass and their moral compass just don't line up, I would say.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do next time?
They're going to play a Scooby-Doo video game, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Why do I have to be lectured for? You know, what?
Well, probably because you're a terrible, terrible parent.
I'm thinking that. You know?